So what can you do to actually work on employee engagement in your area as a leader? I've got some ideas. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
So we spent the last 2.5 weeks talking about the Gallup Q12 questions and employee engagement. And this week, these last 3 days, I want to share a tip a day for what you need to be doing as a leader. Here's the first thing I want you to be thinking about is use the correct survey. Use any survey, use the right survey, but choose wisely. Now, here's what's going to happen. Some of you are going to go on the Gallup website and say, hey, I want to do the Q12 officially in my area. And you're going to see the cost and you're going to go, oh my word, well, that's a very robust survey. I can't afford that. That costs a lot for my employees. So we're not going to do that. That's okay. Do something. Do something. You can find very inexpensive employee engagement surveys out there. SurveyMonkey. Up to 10 questions is free. So if you've got a small organization, just write the 5, 6, 8 questions that you want to ask in your employee engagement survey, things that are important to you, and send that out. Don't make the mistake of using a survey, however, that measures irrelevant data or stuff that you can't fix. Don't leave an open box and say, tell me what you want so that we can make employee engagement better. And then they tell you and you're like, well, we can't do that. You know, so you need to be very specific, but do some research and most importantly, do anything. Whether it's a short 5-question survey, whether you use the Gallup organization. If you've been through one of my employee engagement surveys, you know that I use the jobs model of employee engagement. It's a small 20-question survey that I made up that ties into love your job, love your organization, love your boss, love your squad. There's nothing scientific or reliable or valid about that, but it does give me a good baseline when I work with my team or work with organizations to see where they are. So find a survey, get some data, and use it. That's step one. Come back tomorrow. We'll talk about step 2 of how to implement some of this employee engagement stuff. Have a great day.